Portrait of Sherwood Anderson at Ripshin Farm, Doris Ullman, 1928. "This," he says, trying on a pose, the homeowner, gentleman farmer, "how about this?" But he keeps looking at me, his Petra eyes. I say, and wait. Beyond me, his blue hills. "Is this the house the book paid for?" I ask. He smiles, runs a palm along his thigh, solid. This wife, Elizabeth, shadows, leans, circles. The way he says her name, a whisper. When will he know, and when will she? His gaze fixed on the middle distance. He doesn't belong here anymore. She hovers, suspended just inside my sight line. Like me, she is lean and dark and useful, a scaffolding. He taps, he hums. I wait for him to settle in to himself. The stones behind him, restless, fitted together with a kind of insistence. She offers coffee. She offers cigarettes. I ask about the book, how it was made. The flash in his eyes, like a glint in the stone. "The craftsman out here," he says, "bold, marvelous." He asks about my hands, scarred, calloused, burned. "Art," I laugh, "the price of art." He can't tell me where his stories come from. They come. "There," I say, "hold." He's looked away. Is she there, Elizabeth, over my shoulder? One plate, two. The chosen tie, moss green, askew, the buttons underneath the squint, in the direction of his cool son, the one he'll follow away from her.